Joining us in our studios right now is Ellen Hafner, who is with the, let me see if I have this right. Is it the Smile Drive?
Yes. So okay. The Smile Drive is hosted by America's Tooth Fairy, which is mm-hmm. a national organization. But more locally here, we are with the Early Childhood Rice County Early Childhood Dental Network. I know, it's a mouthful.
Right. Well, we thank you so much for coming in today to talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk, how long has this project been around?
So there are several early childhood dental networks in the mm-hmm. county. My notes here, I have to remember, there's Rice County, Blue Earth and Nicollet County are a combination mm-hmm. Dental network, Brown County and Martin County. The funding came from Bremer Bank, Otto Bremer Bank, and it's a partnership through Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation in Owatonna. And what they wanted to do is come together to create a grassroots approach to identify the needs of dental issues in Southern Minnesota and to approach them in a way that helps improve access mm-hmm. for dental care for children and education for caregivers and parents.
Now, is there a physical home for this? Do kids go to a certain place to get dental care? How does the whole thing work?
That would be wonderful. So what we have is just a group of our partners include Head Starts, dentists, dental therapists, early childhood professionals, public health. Rice County Public Health we have the best public health group here in Rice County. And so what we do is we meet on a volunteer basis. We come together. We talk about the issues that we see in the county, and there are many. And so then we say, what can we do to help? What can we do to help these kids get the dental care that they need? Because dental tooth decay is the number one chronic illness in young children birth to five, and it can be prevented with mm-hmm. the proper tools and education.
Well, let's talk about that because this is very young children. This is getting them some dental care.
Correct.
Like for the first time in their young lives.
Yes.
What age should they start thinking about this, or should parents start thinking about this?
That's a great question. So in the past, I mean, my children are 11 and 13 now, but mm-hmm. when they were little, it was you go to the dentist at 3.
Mm-hmm.
But now the American Academy, the Dental Academy, is saying that children should go to the dentist at age 1 or when they have their first tooth.
Okay.
And the reason behind that is because if you take a child to the dentist at age 3 and they've never been to the dentist,
mm-hmm.
it's a scary place. People have masks on, there's bright lights, there's these tools, there's these whirring drills. There's a lot of unfamiliar things in a dental office. And so taking
them in...
There's
some adults that think that.
There are a lot of adults who think that. So so taking them in early,
mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a chair ride, going with an adult to sit in the chair to see, oh yeah, I can open my mouth for this strange mm-hmm. man in a mask to look at my teeth. And it also, you know, the sooner you look in the mouth, or the sooner dentists look mm-hmm. in the mouth, the sooner they can identify issues. And we've got kiddos right here in Northfield who do have dental decay and teeth rotting. And unfortunately, children in poverty are 50% more likely to suffer from tooth decay and 50% less likely to receive treatment.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you, getting them treatment, paying for it is one thing. I know that's one of the obstacles. Are there other obstacles to, whether it be cultural or anything else, the getting young people to the dentist?
You know, we find actually a lot of it's generational.
Mm-hmm.
If you grew up not going to the dentist because your mom and dad didn't go to the dentist, then you maybe don't take dental care mm-hmm. into consideration. We have a lot of families who don't have insurance. And even though, you know, a lot of through MNsure there are dental programs, but they are mm-hmm. expensive, and some providers in the county don't take certain. I know, I believe Blue Plus and Blue Shield is only taken by Southern Heights Dental and Faribault.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have insurance, but you may have to go to Faribault or even up to Eagan mm-hmm. to receive care. And that's hard, too, because if you work full-time, getting time off to go to the dentist or to take your kids to the dentist, it's difficult. So one thing we did with the grant money that we received through this partnership with Otto Bremer and Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation was to provide visits for children, 100 children we saw over the course of a year who may not have otherwise received treatment. So they came in for cleanings, x-rays if they needed them, and then they all got a fluoride treatment. and we're learning a lot about the fluoride and the benefits of preventing cavities. Mm-hmm. And so 100 children were seen. So we did provide some access for care with that money.
All right. You know, whenever I think of fluoride, my mouth is watering now.
I know.
From that.
Just the thought of that.
Yeah, gel stuff that they put in, very kind of tangy,
do
at least
bubble
when I was
gum
a kid.
Or mint? Yeah, I know.
But it's good that they are getting that. Let's talk about the Smile Drive itself. You're looking to raise awareness and also get some things.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So like you said, February is Dental Health Month. And so what we're going to do for the next 2 weeks, mm-hmm. 2 weeks and a few days, it goes through Friday, March 8th. So starting today, we are asking for donations of new toothpaste, toothbrush, flosses, and fluoride rinses.
Mm-hmm.
To be brought here to the station.
Yep.
And last year, you guys killed it. We had 4 locations last year. This year, we only have 2, but you killed it. I think we just here alone got about 180 items.
Yeah, I remember taking the picture
there.
Yeah,
it was
kept,
great.
People kept coming in. So, folks, please feel free to come on in anytime. We're open like 9 to 5 or 8 to 5, actually. So
yeah,
stop on in.
And the drop-off location in Faribault is the community center.
Mm-hmm.
So back there and by the pool, if you're familiar with the Faribault Community Center, it's kind of back on the counter by the pool. So last year we collected 300 items. And I say items because sometimes we got a pack of 5 toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
But we would we didn't separate them out, but we counted each item individually.
Mm-hmm.
So if we got a 3-pack of toothbrushes, that was 3 items. And then what we will do with those items is in Northfield, we will take the items we collect here and we'll turn right back around and we'll give them to the food shelf over at the Community Action Center and the community schools at Greenville Park. Likewise, in Faribault, we will divide the items up that we get there and give them to the Faribault food shelf and the community schools at Jefferson Elementary.
All right. So the items that people would like to donate, do you need like kid sizes? I know there are some products that are geared more for the young mouth, the smaller mouth.
Absolutely. So, yes, we would love to have small mouth toothbrushes, mm-hmm. Infant toothbrushes, you know, the toddler toothbrushes, smaller mm-hmm. heads, smaller brushes,
sure.
Little rubber on the outside for their tender little gums when they're teething. That'd be great. We also got a lot of adult toothbrushes,
mm-hmm.
Which was fine because I know that there are adults, you know, when you're having trouble putting food on the table and you need a new toothbrush, you know, the toothbrush isn't the high priority.
Yeah.
Feeding your kiddos is, so.
All right. If someone would like to find out more information about the program that we're talking about here, which is the Smile Drive and also the Tooth Fairy?
So America's Tooth Fairy is
yes.
just kind of the national organization. They're a nonprofit.
Okay.
So, but they do is they do a lot of they help us, help small mm-hmm. organizations like us promote a Smile Drive.
Okay.
But if you want to, if you also want to give a cash donation, the Early Childhood Dental Network falls under Northfield Community Services.
Mm-hmm.
So any donation you give would be tax free donation. I work for the school district, and so I can be found. My phone number is 507-664-3654. Oh, no. I just forgot my phone number. I'm so sorry. I can't remember my own phone number. I very rarely give it. Call my cell phone, 507-210-0819. My email address is ehafner@northfieldschools.org. You can spell that E-H-A-E-F, as in Frank, N-E-R. And also, the other thing, too, is sugar campaign we're going to be starting is mm-hmm. basically it's talking about how much sugar is in popular kids' drinks. Juice, Gatorade, Powerade, things that kids like to drink, but just really showing just how much sugar is in those items. It's kind of shocking.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from sugar.
It's
and really
so
anything.
Hard to get away from sugar. Yeah, it absolutely is. So
water is always good.
Water is actually the best for everyone involved with their teeth. So, yep.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention, Ellen?
I think that's it.
Okay.
I think we're just really trying to get the information out that taking care of those baby teeth is super important. Getting kids in for their first, if your children or grandchildren haven't been to the dentist and they're 3, they've missed a few appointments. And so we don't want to miss well visits, the well child visits. When your child goes to see the pediatrician, you also don't want to miss dental visits.
Mm-hmm.
They're very important too. So.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time for coming in today, and plus all your work on the Smile Drive.
Thanks so much for hosting A Box for Us. We really appreciate your listener support.
And once again, folks, feel free. Just go to the store, get some tooth products, some tooth care products, I guess oral care, and bring them into the station here, and we'll pass them along to the Smile Drive.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Ellen Hafner once again with the Smile Drive. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.